Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. I got the giggles today. I don't know why, but we are coming to you live today. Today is Tuesday, April the 9th. 2024. If you're listening to this podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, you survived the eclipse. If none of us are listening to this podcast right now, then none of us survived the eclipse. And I like to say, it's been a heck of a run. Thank you for listening. Hold on. If we didn't survive the eclipse, you can't listen to this anyway. So it doesn't matter. I'm not thanking you for anything if you didn't survive the eclipse. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing today? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something very important. We are going to talk about reinventing yourself. Now, ladies and gents, the reason why I bring this up, I told you, yesterday we talked about wrestling. Today we are going to talk about wrestling, but today we're going to tie wrestling in, not into storytelling, but we're going to tie it in into why you are always allowed to reinvent yourself. You know, you ever talk to people, one of the first things people like to do, ask you, what do you do for a living? If you are a Chuck and you haul garbage, or if you are a Chuck and you're an accountant, if you are a Chuck and you are a chef, you are Chuck. Why is the guy named Chuck? I don't know. If you are a Chuck and you are an astronaut, and people say, you know, Chuck, oh, the astronaut, oh, the chef, the garbage man. Yeah, I know Chuck. That's one of the first things people go with. But don't feel dejected. Don't feel like, you know, don't feel like it's been 10 years and I've been doing the same thing for 10 years. There's always time for you, ladies and gentlemen, mostly gentlemen. You know, I look at the numbers sometimes. You know, we have a small female audience, but it's mostly gentlemen. You know, so mainly speaking to you blokes. Okay, but anyway, ladies and gents, gentlemen, as I said, a lot of times, you know, you feel like, oh man, I'm stuck. I can't get out of here. I can't do this. I can't do that. What should I do with myself? What am I going to do with myself? You know, you might not be happy with the way you're working. You might not be happy with what you're doing in life, but there's always time to change. There's always time to reinvent yourself. And I give you a perfect example. I was watching WrestleMania the other day, watched the last match, the main event, and I was thinking to myself, Cody Rhodes has come a long way from where he was at when his first time in the WWE. I would turn it over there one time, and he was dressed like his brother, but he was called Stardust, and his brother was Gold Dust. The Gold Dust was popping back in the 90s. You know, they sort of derailed my man Gold Dust, but Gold Dust, you know, he was popping in the 90s, but Stardust, not so much. And he was not happy. Cody Rhodes was not happy with his role and WWE. He was not happy with the way his professional wrestling life was going. So he decided to quit. He dropped out. He started going to different promotions. He started going to doing the independent thing, I remember. And he got to be a bigger name from doing the independent scene than he was in WWE. Because when he was in WWE, yeah, he was the son of Dusty Rhodes. So he was the grandson of a plumber. had to throw that one in there. But he was the son of Dusty Rhodes, who is a big name. Dusty Rhodes is one of the greatest, you know, wrestling people, wrestling anything from, you know, management to wrestler to whatever. Dusty Rhodes is one of the top 20, throw his name in wrestling. If you put Dusty Rhodes in there, he's in the top 20 anything when it comes to wrestling, you know? And so he has the dad who's one of the greatest of all time. But Cody Rhodes, although he was a great wrestler, he was not, I thought he was great in the ring, but they never really gave him a chance to become bigger than what I thought he was, he should have been, you know. So he quit. He went the independent route. He started to be a bigger name. I mean, I think he became like NWA champion, you know. And then he started a, he helped start a company called AEW. He went to AEW. He was big over there, you know. He was like one of the top stars. And I just remember, I was like, okay. Then I thought to myself, man, I wonder if, is he going to ever go back to WWE? Then I thought, nah, he ain't going to ever go back. But he went back. And this time when he went back, since he reinvented himself and since he showed the WWE that, hey, I'm not only just the grandson of a plumber, but I am my own man. I am big time. I am a big time star. I can be a big time star. You have to give me a chance. Because in wrestling, although it is quote unquote scripted, the thing is, if you're not getting over with the audience, or if they don't perceive you to be getting over with the audience, if they don't perceive, how they perceive you is how you're going to get treated, you know? If you are a main event person, you will get main event money. You will get main event matches. You know, you will win the belt, you know? But if they don't see you in that light, you're going to get mid-card jobber status, okay? You are going to get not a lot of love. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch the great Coco Beware. Coco Beware, me and my brother, every time Coco Beware would fight, he would fight Iron Mike Sharp, okay? He would fight him, he would beat Iron Mike Sharp, no problems. He would fight another guy, you know, the Brooklyn Brawler maybe, he would beat him. And he fight Rick Rude, and my brother would say, and you know Coco, he about to lose. Yep. Always lost because he was right there. He was good, but he wasn't championship material, you know? And so they had Cody Rhodes picked for that. But he quit, he reinvented himself, he came back, he won the Royal Rumble last year, he lost the main event, he came back this year, won it again. So now this guy is bigger than ever, you know, and that's how you have to do it sometimes. It's not always, you know, people get upset at jobs, people get upset at how they're perceived, but sometimes you have to go off on your own, recreate, reinvent, do something different. And so people will perceive you in a different light, you know. If you are working at a job, you're in sales, and you're not pulling in a lot of sales, they're not going to look at you as a superstar, you know. What you have to do is figure out, what am I doing wrong? What can I do better? How should I do it better? And if you start making sales, I promise you, the job, the company, they will be like, who is this? What is he doing? How's he doing it? We need to talk to him. And so the reinvention is real. And I was also watching in the match, Roman Reigns was in the match. And I remember at first, the WWE had, see, this is another example, but in a different way. The WWE had him pegged to be the next John Cena, the next Hulk Hogan. And what that means is Roman Reigns was going to be a babyface who is for the people, who fights for the people, who wins matches, you know, say, no, 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 you're not going to do this evil stuff here in the WWF. And they try to keep doing that to him. But people did not like the quote-unquote push that the WWE was trying to do because they was always trying to put him in the main event. They was always trying to put him in the mix. And people were like, you know what, man, we sick of Roman Reigns. So what happened to Roman Reigns? It's like, all right, we tired of him. He getting stale. We're going to hook him up with Paul Heyman. He's going to become evil. And he's gonna win the belt, and he's gonna dominate. And then he did the same thing as his cousin did 20 years ago. Rocky, the Rock, he was a good guy. He had the hair, the floppy hair. He was Rocky Maivia. He was corny. It was lame. It wasn't getting nowhere. He got hurt. He came back. He became the Rock. And I don't have to tell you. Well, I might have to tell you, but he reinvented himself. The Rock took off. Superstar. Superstar ain't even. The Rock. The reinvention of The Rock. Superstar is not even. The guy's in a whole nother stratosphere. Forget Superstar. Whatever you want to call him. Megastar. Okay. And his cousin did the same thing. They were not enjoying Roman Reigns. They were not liking him. He got hooked up with Paul Heyman, and he's been the WWE champion. He was WWE champion for like 1,300, 1,400 days. That's like 3-4 years, you know. That's a heck of a run, you know. And it's, I'm like, these are two guys that are in the ring that reinvented themselves. And here they are headlining one of the best wrestling shows you ever can watch. And it's like, there's always time. There's always room to reinvent yourself. There's always time to figure out, hey, this ain't working, you know. Let me go do something different. I remember I've never watched the Mr. Beast video because I'm not a 12-year-old kid, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand it, none of that. But I just remember I saw this article, and it was like, this guy, he'd been doing YouTube for like 3 or 4 years, you know. He wasn't really getting traction, and he reinvented the way he did videos, and he started doing all these challenges, you know. I'm going to eat pie for 72 hours straight and all this type of stuff. And it paid off. And now Mr. Beast has cookies he sells in the store. And he has, like, I don't know how many YouTube people, but a lot of YouTube people. So, you know, he's running a real business, you know. And so there's always room to reinvent yourself. If the videos you are making are not working, let's say you are into sports and you're like, these sports videos ain't working, do the reinvention and go the route of like, I'm going to do baseball. I'm going to do hockey. I'm going to do the National League in baseball. You know, try to figure out, what am I doing? What can I do better? And do the reinvention. You know, there's always time to reinvent yourself. Never think, this is it, this is the end. If you don't reinvent yourself, it'll be like an arm you never use. It's going to fall off and die. And you don't want that. And so I've given you like 3 or 4 examples of people who just said, hey, man, I'm going to reinvent myself. This ain't working. You know, in the wrestling business, this ain't working. Let's do something different. And they took off. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, The Rock. Who else? I give you another example of a guy who already worked. Then he went down, got to be pretty stale, reinvented himself, and then he got back to where he was at. And that's the immortal one, Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan made 2 episodes this week. Hulk Hogan was a good guy. He was wearing the yellow and red. Everybody liked Hulk Hogan. I remember I liked Hulk Hogan when I was a kid. I remember I got to be like 13, 14. You know, I'm like, you know, Hulk Hogan kind of lame when you get older, you know what I mean? Like, when you 13, 14, you're like, nah, this ain't it, man. He corny, man. He a cornball. He like, say you're praying when you're like 9 and 10, you know. It's like, oh, man, that's so cool. But when I was like 13, 14, I'm like, yo, man, he lame as, man, you know. Then I remember one time he came. They came, did the NWO thing. Hulk Hogan was the third man. He dropped the leg drop on Macho Man, and then he was like, "Hey, man, y'all suck, man. I ain't messing with y'all no more, man. I was selling arenas when y'all was pumping gas for high school." Hulk Hogan became cool. It's like, okay. I remember when I was like 16 or 17. I'm like, okay. I could mess with Hollywood Hogan. He cool. That other Hulk Hogan, lame. So Hulk Hogan, he was good. He was great. One of the top stars of the 80s. Got still in the 90s. Reinvented himself. Became Hollywood Hogan. Boom. Got back. Now he has 2 of the greatest runs in wrestling history. You know what I mean? And so there's always room. There's always time. There's always something to you can reinvent, you know. If your videos ain't working, figure out, hey, what am I doing wrong? If the blogs ain't working, figure out, hey, what am I talking about that's wrong, you know? What am I doing? And you can see it. You know it sometimes. And you're like, what am I doing? What am I doing? What do I need to do to make this thing hit? You know, if there's a career that you want to pursue, you know, start pursuing it. Don't say, man, I'm a garbage man. I can't ever do nothing different, you know? I was a truck driver, and I said, hey, man, I'm getting sick of this. I'm gonna do something else. I'm gonna start writing, podcasting. You know, I'm gonna reinvent. And I had to throw me in there for you, because I know you listen to the show because of the greatness that I provide. So I gotta throw my name in there every now and then. But I say all that because I'm telling you that. It's an old saying, if I can do it, and I believe that if I definitely can do it, I know you can do it. And so, you know, don't think I'm stuck. This is where I'm going to be for the rest of my natural born days, because it ain't, it's not, and it won't be. Okay. And so, ladies and gentlemen, think about what you can do to reinvent yourself. Think about what you can do to reinvent your material, your content, your business, your relationship, anything. If your relationship is not going good and you're like, we need to do something different, reinvent. What can you do? Should you go out? Should you go out once a week? Should you, watch TV together? Should you spend some alone time together? What do you need to do to improve, reinvent, revigorate, revitalize your relationship? Think about all that stuff, you know. Look at your life and say, hey, what's going on that is stale? And then say, hey, what can I do to reinvent? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We will be back tomorrow with an all-new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.